Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you for your word and your spirit. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we have a special treat for you. Recently, we were with some good friends of ours, Don and Fran Rochester. We were recording an episode for the podcast. She has a special testimony that I wanted to record while I was with her, and I wanted her to share this. This is a testimony on healing, and I think you'll find it just wonderful as you listen to it. So enjoy this testimony from Fran Rochester.
Well, I'm glad to share a story about the faith of children. The Lord has given me an absolute incredible opportunity through the darkness of the COVID-19 pandemic. My grandchildren, who are 6 and 9 years old, live in a city away from me, and because of my compromised immune system, I haven't been able to be with them. But what joy the Lord has given me, because my daughter-in-law asked me if I would do a daily Bible study with them while they were doing virtual learning from their school and staying at home. And so something as awful as this disease opened the door for me to be touched by their faith and for me to teach them things that I would not have had in any other opportunity. And I just want to give this as an encouragement to grandparents that you can look for opportunities to share your faith and your knowledge with your grandchildren. Don't let it pass by. But we had, at the end of our Bible lessons every day, we had a prayer request time, and they were really interesting learning to give adoration and praise and thanks and supplication. And we always saved supplication for the last. But their first prayer that they prayed continually, almost every day, the grandson, was that his daddy would allow him to have a pet, because that had been a real thorn in the flesh of the family about getting pets. So we saw that prayer answered, and they received 2 bunnies for my granddaughter's birthday. And it got to a point in the corona that they quarantined, and I was able to go see them and meet the bunnies, precious little bunnies. But one of them had begun to develop a very ugly, awful growth or pustule or something on its little face, and it was almost doubling every day in size. And we were becoming a little bit distressed about it. And my granddaughter and I decided to do Google Images and look for articles about trying to figure out what it was, not thinking it was anything very serious. But long story short, it was a skin cancer, and it was almost doubling in size every 3 days and was horrible. Well, before we found out what it was, that very day, the Lord had moved on one of the children's hearts to pray for the bunny. And we had prayed for the bunny, and not thinking that this was anything serious. But when we found out what it really was, and that it was something that was genetically predisposed to this particular breed and color of rabbits, we really felt despair. And my daughter-in-law was almost ready to jump in the car with a rabbit to get to a vet, and maybe 30 or 40 minutes passed, she couldn't get in touch with the vet, and it was time for the rabbits to come out and exercise, but there was a heaviness over the home. There was a real oppression, because we love this bunny. This bunny was important to these children, and I could feel that, and I loved the bunny too. He was smart and cute and everything a bunny should be. And it was just horrible that this could be a death sentence, possibly for this breed of rabbit. And so we were still reading articles about this type of skin cancer. And my daughter went to open their cages to let them exercise. And we heard, "It's gone! It's gone! It's gone!" And we all went running to see. And we looked at the bunny, and this hideous growth was gone. And where it had been, there was just beautiful little black fur. And the joy that was on these children's faces, who had never experienced anything like this. At first, we all had incredulous looks on our faces, and we kept inspecting him, and then praise began to fall from above. And we changed the song about Peter and John healing the lame man, and the lame man went walking and leaping and praising God. And we started singing it bunny style. We all went hopping and leaping and praising God. And so there was great rejoicing there. If you ask me who I want to pray for me, I'll tell you it's Laurel and Holden, because it is the faith like a child. This is what Jesus was talking about when he said, "You must come as a child." It's that heart that is open to miracles. Oh, Father God, you are so full of compassion. It's new every morning. And you love all creatures, great and small. Lord, we come to you asking you to give us hearts like children, to give us faith like children. Lord, as we bow a knee before you, we are your children. And we live in expectancy of miracles. So, Lord, don't let that be stolen from my heart or plucked away. Keep my eyes on you like a child on his or her father. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.